Welcome to my talk, End-to-End Testing with Microsoft Playwright. My name is Florian Schade. I'm working at OwnCloud now since 2020. And if you want to find out more about me, just visit my GitHub user profile. OwnCloud is a company doing open source file sync and share since 2010 now. And if you want to know more about all the cool things we are doing, feel free to contact us by using one of the links below. And everything I would talk about in today's talk for sure can also be found in our own cloud web GitHub repository. Let me first give you a quick introduction how our tech stack looks like before we deep dive into using Playwright. So, we are using Vue.js to power our new UI. Then we have Rollup, which bundles everything together. We're using TypeScript currently. We refactor our JavaScript code step by step over to it. And for sure, new features will be implemented from the beginning in TypeScript. Then there's Jest, which is used for our unit and integration tests. We have Nightwatch and Selenium, which still is a thing because most of our acceptance tests are still written in it or using it. Then there's Playwright, which is used for every new acceptance or end-to-end test. We have Cucumber and Gherkin to write the feature files. Drone as our CI platform. And then there is Golang, which OwnCloud Infinite Scale is written in. Then we have PHP, which is used by OwnCloud Classic. And sure, Docker, which is used for too many things to name them all. So our typical workflow process looks as following. We develop a feature. Then we write unit tests and integration tests. We write some end-to-end tests and finally then let them run locally. Once we reach the level where it makes sense to involve the CI, we push the code to GitHub and then create a PR if it's not already there, which triggers Drone to run. And lastly, we hope it gets green, which sometimes works and sometimes not. The most common problems that we had in the past, we had a lot of flaky tests. So what do I mean by that? A flaky test is a test that behaves different on multiple runs without changing anything. Then we had a lot of tests that are hard to understand and even harder to reproduce. We had long waiting times in the past. This is because we used a lot fixed waiting times. So this means every interaction that was done in a test increased the total waiting time